That's such a beautiful gospel, and one could preach for days on it, but since it was so long, I'm not going to do that. I think you'll appreciate it. But today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, and it's called Lotare Sunday. It comes from the Latin, which means rejoice. Rejoice is the joyful anticipation of the coming Easter mysteries. St. Augustine said that the resurrection of Christ was God's supreme and holy, marvelous work. And it truly is. And it's a precursor to what he's going to do for us. He's going to let us rise from the dead too, if we but trust, if we but believe. So for this day of joy, we're wearing rose-colored vestments. We heard in the gospel today in the beginning, it said, as he walked along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. The first verse of the ninth chapter of John. It is hard for you and me to understand what it means to be blind. But let's look at the life of another man, and maybe we can get a little glimpse. He was affected by his blindness not from birth, but World War II in the Pacific Theater, a round went off, and for the next 12 years, he could not see, and the doctors couldn't do anything for him. Then one day, to his total surprise, he was walking near his parents' house in North Texas, and without warning, his sight came back, returned again. And the eye specialist said the explosion had produced a blockage of blood to the optic nerve, and all of a sudden that cleared up, causing a return to sight. When a reporter was asking him what happened and what he felt about it, his response was, "You don't know what it's like for a man to see his children for the first time." They were both much more beautiful than I ever expected. Can you imagine seeing your children after many years? It's just hard. So this dramatic example from the life of the author, some of you may have read him, his name is John Howard Griffin, helps us to understand our gospel today. We can understand a little bit more about what it means, might have meant, for the man being born blind, how he felt when Jesus smeared mud on his eyes and his blindness left him when he washed in the pool of Siloam. But even more than that physical miracle of being cured, there was a second, more important miracle that happened to this blind man. He received faith and spiritual sight that he received, and it only could come from Jesus. And what did he do? He fell on his knees. Given the gift of faith and eventually addressing Jesus as Lord. Let us take a closer look at this miracle. First of all, this miracle happened very slowly. It wasn't instantaneous. It happened gradually. And most of the things, as God changes our lives, are gradual. The man's first reaction to what Jesus had done for him and what he said when he was asked how he could see, he says, who Jesus was, he says, he's just like any other man. When asked about the cure, he said, the man Jesus made some mud and rubbed it in my eyes and told me to go wash in Siloam. And as soon as I washed, I could see. And when the blind man was asked the second time, when he was quizzed by the Pharisees, his response was different. He said, He's a prophet. This was a big step of faith from being just like any other man. But Jesus is much more than any other man, but he made it all the way to being a prophet. Then the man born blind meets Jesus, and Jesus asks the man, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man's response was interesting. He says, "Tell me who he is, sir, so that I can believe in him." And Jesus said to him, "You have already seen him, and he is the one who is talking to you now. I believe, Lord." And he fell on his knees in front of Jesus. So the man's understanding of Jesus goes from him being an ordinary man to being a prophet to being the Lord and Savior of the universe. Before, it's as he fell on his knees, like it says in Philippians 2. All being in heaven and on earth and in the world below will fall on their knees. Wow. Fell on his knees. We kneel before the Lord because he is Lord and Savior. This gift of faith and spiritual sight is much more than just a physical healing. Let us realize that you and I have received the same gift. Wait. Oh, the gift of faith and the gift of spiritual sight from Jesus when we were baptized. I think most everyone here has been baptized, and sometimes we don't even know what it is that we're given. I baptized two little babies this morning, and they didn't even cry. But you and I, before we were washed in those waters of baptism, were spiritually blind and had very little faith. And if we do not grow in understanding of who Jesus is and what he's given us, then we can remain spiritually blind. So we have to give everything to the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else will be added unto you. Hopefully we grow in our relationship and come to see him as he really is, God's only Son. He is God. We'll close by saying, remember there are two groups of people in the world. Those who were spiritually blind, like you and me, and have asked Jesus for sight. The others who refuse to admit they're spiritually blind and do not ask Jesus for spiritual sight. Which are you and me?